It's Dominique Vail here, founder of Invisi Youth Charity and your host for a monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show on the Invisi Youth Chat Sessions family, Audio Flash Files. Our motto is always that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invisi Youth's medically adultish population. But you know we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so everyone is welcome. And trust we're gonna have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering techniques that'll make all of the non-medical aspects of your life all the better. It's officially a bittersweet moment with this audio flash file, and no, we're not gonna send you any melancholy advice or end this audio resource. It's actually because it is the final audio flash file from our Mediator Communication Series of 2023. We have loved focusing all year long on different relationship dynamics and providing different communication techniques to mediate the challenges many of us face. And before we get to the entirely new theme next year, we are going to do our final relationship dynamic, the one you spend the most time with, yourself. When you spend most of the time with yourself, it's clear you speak to yourself often, in your head or aloud, no judgment. So you gotta clean it up. And in this podcast episode, we will give you the prime technique to make your communication with yourself reach its positive prime. Now, let's take a beat as I'm going to pour myself a hot cup of cocoa and open up this file. So let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file, How to Have Honest Self-Talks to Boost Your Personal Outlook. When you think about it, you probably have no filter with yourself, and that honestly is a great thing because it will allow you to have positive decision-making and coping skills that are authentic to your personality. But if you allow negativity to plummet your talents and thoughts, it's actually like having a person in your life that doesn't show you the full deck of cards before you make a choice. And we know from having health issues that you need all of the unbiased information you can get. So having steps that are flexible to your communication style on how you communicate with yourself will truly improve your quality of living. Now, if any of you are thinking, I don't talk to myself, there's no need to fix my thoughts, they just come into my head subconsciously, I gotta tell you some statistics that might open your mind on that. American experimental psychologist and neuroscientist Ethan Cross educates that your internal monologue can shape your own mental well-being. His Emotion and Self-Control Lab in Michigan University devotes to studying the silent conversations people have with themselves and how powerfully that can influence how they live their lives. He notes that Sage Journal research gives one study stating most people talk to themselves at a rate equivalent to speaking 4,000 words per minute. And on average, a one-hour speech is typically 6,000 words, just to compare the two. And the Journal of American Psychoanalytic Association did another study noting that 96% of adults have internal dialogue every day. So whether you think they're fleeting thoughts or deep mental conversations with yourself, almost every person has that self-talk happening. So making sure we sharpen our communication skills with ourselves to be kinder and more fair is vital. When you think about the relationship dynamic you have with yourself, it's actually hard to give generalized or overarching advice because we each have fluctuating opinions and feelings about ourselves and our lives at all different stages. So it's more challenging than not to tell people this is how you should talk to yourself or the general be kind to yourself because that's way easier said than done. What's more important is knowing that when it comes to self-talk, you have the ability to not only learn to control that inner voice, but rather to react to the subconscious inner voice that might take a tone or bring your fears and anxieties to the surface in a way that's less pleasant. Controlling the inner voice is vital when you are navigating situations you are in and how you feel about them. That inner voice, the self-talk, helps you figure out your truest thoughts on these situations and opinions, but sometimes instead of organizing your thoughts without speaking aloud, it can become clouded with the inner fears and worries as they become louder. We are always having reactions to situations and opinions around us and what we should be doing or how we should be feeling. And the communication blocker with self-talk is that we have no other people interacting in the dynamic. It's a battle against yourself and a party of one. So you are navigating how to react to yourself and how to curb your own communication with just you. That can sound confusing or like a sitcom situation waiting to happen, am I right? What I mean is that you are trying to proactively figure out how your thoughts come to you and then figure out how to sharpen them in more of a kinder and realistic manner and not be clouded by self-judgments or worries. You can easily tell yourself to knock it off, but that doesn't mean your mind will listen. All you can do is continue to work on your personal communication style and recognize that you do talk to yourself. This is even more of a reality when you're a young person living with chronic illness or disability, because we are often left with major life-changing questions or directions that we need to take in our own healthcare. That means a lot of time pondering, thinking, and going over the mental pro-con list. And while I love a kick-ass color-coordinated pro-con list, it can feel like a lot that's left up to you and your mind when you're being told the big news and major decisions about your health or disability. We often are told to logically process and think through it all rationally, and then go through our emotions too as two separate waves so we don't cloud our decisions. But in reality, when you have a handle on big thoughts of your chronic illness or disability and you have to go through them one by one, you're thinking about it and all of the avenues it can take, and that is a lot of self-talk to have on your own without other sounding boards to help out. When it comes to communicating with ourselves, to that self-talk, you have to think of the situations that you are talking to yourself in the most. A lot of times it's situations you might be trying to rationalize which direction to take, how to feel about something, your fears and worries or even judgments. So we are using this educational resource to have you learn how to communicate with yourself, how to interrupt some of that inner dialogue many of us have that can be tinted in a negative manner. What is the most important is knowing that you have the ability to shift how you're talking to yourself about situations and what you are focusing on in your self-talk. Don't allow that self-talk to take you down a negative rabbit hole, but rather stop it in its tracks so you're able to redirect the emotional response you have and the way your subconscious will view yourself and your ability in the situation. Your self-talk being at peak performance is vital to your well-being, to be well-rounded, happy, and successful as an individual, because you need to learn how to talk to yourself warmly and positively while still being realistic, so you can make rational decisions on events and opinions of yourself in your life to have a good and healthy outlook. Now that I've told you the why, I'm going to explain the how and the technique here to take steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about. And to do that, we are going to once again open up everyone's favorite InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary and our latest edition, the Pseudo Full Tank Mindset. This emotively proactive noun is the art of intentional communication to oneself to improve the perspective on themselves, their actions, situations, so negative layers are pulled back and positive realities are left as a focal point. The internal dialogue emphasizes the hopes and aspirations of how you'd want to feel about yourself or your situation in that moment when the negative self filters can negate that possibility. The question here, after this proactive definition, is how to put this into action for yourself. When you don't feel at your best in all aspects of your thoughts, how do you fake it till you make it, and not feel like it's toxic positivity that's a lot of you pushing BS in your mind and steering away from the realities of a situation at hand? Well, you utilize your self-talk as a tool to figure out what are the negative layers, what you want to be the prevalent focus, and reframe so your inner dialogue is framed more like a tank half full perspective. When communicating with yourself and having that inner dialogue, there are four steps you can take proactively to make sure you are communicating with yourself in a respectful, productive, and realistic manner. Firstly, you gotta notice when you're having inner dialogue and which direction it's taking. Are you trying to uplift yourself on the situation? Are you just laying out facts? Are you going into a self-judgment or negative worrying tone with how your thoughts are coming to your mind? If your self-talk is taking these negative turns, you have to move to step two, and that's taking a pause. You need to pause your thoughts because you need to remind yourself that the direction your self-talk is taking is one-sided. I mean, obviously, because the conversation is just with yourself. Once you are in the pause, you go to step three, and that's to challenge the thoughts. A major suggestion is to even do that challenge out loud, to see if the self-talk that's popping into your mind would be ridiculous, over the top, too judgmental or negative, or even unrealistically positive if spoken aloud. A lot of times when you take that self-talk and make it outer talk, you realize that it's not a rational, kind, or even comforting conversation to have with anyone, let alone with yourself. And now that you've challenged the self-talk, you replace the thoughts with more realistic positivity. That's where the pseudo-full-tank mindset title comes into play. Because at this stage, you are understanding that you might not even be feeling that belief in your own redirection mentally. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't make the attempt at a full-tank mindset. You are presenting positivity into the focal points of your self-talk. So while that might not be how you feel in the moment fully, you're confident to bring the pseudo-confidence in your inner dialogue to the forefront. Since we're coming to the end of this InvisiYouth lesson on the audio flash files, our final one for 2023, I'm going to tell you a quick story from my life. And actually, I have used the pseudo full tank mindset so many times and still use it that it was really hard to think of just one story to tell you about. So I'm going to go back into the early years of my chronic illness journey, when diagnosis hadn't happened yet and I was navigating the revolving door of doctors and questions. All of my thoughts were swirling around, and that self-talk kept repeating that if none of these doctors knew what to do, and they all just kept wanting to send me to more and more doctors for more tests and procedures, I didn't think I could handle it. I began to tell myself that PT wasn't working because I wasn't doing it right, or that my health flares and uncontrollable spikes were because I was doing something wrong. I was allowing this negative layer to overwhelm not just my outlook, but the language I was using in my own self-talk. I was allowing my worries and frustrations on my health situation to color the wording and tone I was using in my own conversations with myself. So at one point, I actually just stopped the thoughts in my head from continuing, because I knew my self-talk conversation wasn't productive any longer, and it was not improving my outlook. I'd made myself repeat the self-talk aloud, and that's when I realized how negative it really sounded. And I told myself I needed to think rationally, to think of the improvements, even if they were minor, that I was seeing in the treatments that were being given, and even the little bits of positive result. By me trying to present a pseudo-full tank of optimism that I didn't fully believe in the moment, I was able to alter the tone and wording I used in my self-talk. And that actually allowed me to slowly begin to work on looking at my health situations with more of a rational and emotional mind holding equal power. Now that we're checking out of story time and back into the InvisiYouth lesson, or more like the end of this file, I'm going to wrap it up. And with every audio flash file from InvisiYouth Charity, and with all of InvisiYouth's resources, I'm going to remind you of one thing. We encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindsets and disagree if it doesn't work for you among yourself. Fall anywhere on our agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics, your communication style, and your way of living life. Now, here's our final drip of knowledge to close the file. One of the most important communication dynamics you should improve is the communication you have with yourself. That self-talk is something that happens all day, and it's the one type of conversation that you don't have any participant to assist in its evolving, so it focuses on your ability to recognize how the way you talk to yourself actually shapes your mental well-being and your outlook on situations in life. It's important to notice that when you are able to recognize the tone and direction your inner dialogue takes, you're able to create positive changes in how you present information and emotionally digest those situations and life moments, especially when those situations are as important as your chronic illness or disability. When pausing to take a pseudo-full-tank mindset, you are recognizing your inner self-talk, pausing when you notice it's too negative or judgmental, talking aloud to what you are saying and thinking to yourself to rationalize if those thoughts are genuine and productive to your outlook and growth, and then challenging them with new ways of reframing the realities with warmth and kindness. You are pulling away the negative layers and reframing your mindset to the positive layers so that you can have self-talk that is more productive, realistic, and kind. Your self-talk should be a conversation with yourself that allows you to feel all the feels, but also forces you to remember that you need to practice that same respect and kindness you give to others to yourself. Because when you give yourself that same respect and kindness, your self-talk will sharpen and allow you to have more of a positive outlook on your life and well-being. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like we always say at InvisiYouth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to InvisiYouth Chat Sessions podcast. Click the like and comment on this episode, please. Write a positive review. Share it with your friends, followers, and family. And come back when I pull out another audio flash file. I will speak with all of you again in 2024 for the next Audio Flash Files podcast episode. Chat soon.